This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Habayim. Welcome. We're starting this week's blot, Masechta Nedarim, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. This parak talks about being Mater Aneder through the system of Pesach. Meaning, we ask the Menader, if you would have known the repercussions, would you have made the Neder? And if he says no, he wouldn't have made the Neder, knowing the repercussions, that might be a Pesach. Now, that doesn't mean the Neder is batal by itself. It's not automatically batal, but it allows the Chacham to be matarit. Reb Lezer Omer, Reb Lezer says, Poischin la'adam b'chvayt aviv imay. We could open up an opening in a nether for the honor of his father and mother. Namely, that if he says, if you would have known that this is a disgrace to your parents, would you have done it? If he says no, that's a makom for a Pesach. Says the Ran, Reb Lezer Omer, Poischin la'adam b'chvayt aviv imay. Sha'omrim lai, we say to him, Ilu hayisu yodea shemevazin avicha v'imecha al sha'ata kal b'nedarim. If you would have known that you're shaming your father and mother because you're very light in nedarim, would you have made it? Ukedarminan dekari l'rishia bar tzadika, rishia bar rishia. They sometimes will call a rasha who's a son of a tzaddik, a rasha the son of a rasha. If he was making nedarim improperly, then we'll label him the son of a rasha. So this reflects badly on your parents. Klum ha'yisa neider. That's one explanation of poischin la'adam b'chvayt aviv v'imay. Lashon acher, another interpretation, sheyomru, that they say, sha'ata lamadata mehem. People are going to say that you learned from them. Sha'af hei mezalzalin b'nedarim. If you're mezalzalin b'nedar, people are going to say that they learned it from them. Like the Gemara says in Sukkah, Shuta deyanuka oy deavua oy deima, the speech of a parent either comes from the father or mother. V'chachamim oysum, the Mishnah says, the Chachamim say, we're not going to open up a Pesach based on how it reflects on the parents. Amar Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok said, once we're opening a Pesach for the honor of a father and mother, we could open for him for the honor of Hashem. Meaning we could say, if you would have known that this is disgracing Hashem, would you have done it? That's also a valid way to be Pesach, a Pesach of a neder. See the Ran, v'chachamim ayrim, v'gamar mefarish taimayu, amar Reb Tzadok, ad she'poischin b'chvayt aviv, v'imay poischin lai b'chvayt hamakam. K'loi me'ar Reb Elezer, ki hechi d'shari l'vtech b'chvayt aviv imay, just like it's permitted to open for the honor of his father and mother, shari nami l'vtech b'chvayt hamakam. She'omrim lai, we say to him, ilu ha'yisi adeya, if you would have known, k'shen adarta, when you made an eder, she'yisa meka b'chvayt hamakam, that you're being lenient in the honor of Hashem. Darminan b'sifri, we say in the Sifri, shehu kenoider b'melech atzmai. It's like making a neder against the king himself. Klum ha'yisa noider. So Reb Tzadok says in Reb Elezer Shita, that according to you, that you could be poiseach b'chvayt aviv imay, we should be able to be poiseach b'chvayt hamakayim. But the Chachamim say back to Reb Tzadok, no, im kein ein nedarim, then there's no nedarim, because every neder, there's a Pesach, that if you would have known that making a neder so casually is an affront to Hashem, would you have done it? Let's see the Ran. Amru lo im kein ein nedarim, kolam rafilu Reb Elezer, moidu rabbanu, duchor ha-makam ein poischin. In other words, the Chachamim say that even the Reb Elezer would agree to the Rabbanon that we are not poiseach b'chvayt hamakom. D'emisa the poischim ein nedarim, because if we would, there are no such thing as nedarim. Now, The Mishnah then says, "Moidim chacham l'Rabbi Lazar, the chachamim are moida to Rabbi Lazar, that if it's a neder that affects the father and mother, let's say you make a neder, you're not going to feed them or something, then shapoisim loy b'choyt aviv imay. Then you could be poiseach in the honor of the father and mother." The Ran says of a Gemara Mefarish, "My davar shabenoi lebein aviv imay kagon she'asar mana asay." Let's say you assered your parents in getting hana from you. V'oyama Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar said further. Poischin benoilad. We are poiseach in noilad. Noilad means if there's, let's say, a new result based on what you were menader, that you did not anticipate. Not that you didn't think about the natural repercussions. If something new came out of it that was unexpected, that's also, you could be poiseach a pesach. The chachamim oisrin, the chachamim aser. Ketzad, what's an example of noilad? Amar, let's say someone said, "Koinam shani nenolish plani." I asked, I'm not going to get enough from so and so. Venasa soifer, and the person became a tamid chacham. Aisha haya masias benai. Let's say someone's marrying off his son. Amar, and he said, "Ilu hayisi adea shunasa soifer." And so, in other words, let's say someone said, "I'm not going to get enough from so and so," and the guy became a soifer. Or aisha haya masias benai. Let's say you're marrying your son, and the one who made the neder didn't realize that now that he's not going to get hanaf from so-and-so, he won't be able to go to the wedding. So Amar Ilo Yisri Adair Shunatsas Ervav would have known he became a Talmud Chacham Asher Masias Benoi Bekarbo, where he's marrying off his son. Lo Yisri Nada, I never would have asked myself in Hanan, now I can't eat at his shmorg. Or Koinim Labai Yizesh Ani Nechnas, I asked this house that I'm entering, and all of a sudden the house became a shul, Benasa Beis HaKnesses, where Amar, if he said, Ilo HaYisa Yedeh Shunatsas Beis HaKnesses, Lo Yisri Nada. So in all these cases of noilad, Rebbe Lezer Mati, Rebbe Lezer says we could be poiseach ben noilad, the chachamim oisrim and the chachamim aser. So now the Gemara asks, "Mai in nedarim?" What does it mean? What did Reb Tzadok mean? Reb Tzadok said that in Rebbe Lezer, just like you could be mater lechvayd aviv ima, you could be mater lechvayd hamakim. But the Chachamim said that, no, if so, there are no nedarim. What does that mean? Mai ein nedarim? So Gemara says, Am Rabbi, im kein ein nedarim ni taran yafe. Then nedarim won't you won't be poiseach a pesach in a nice way. What does that mean? Mai ein nedarim, Am Rabbi, im kein ein nedarim ni taran yafe. Sha'afilu im etchilu loy hayonimna mibnei kvad hamakon. Because even, let's say, in the beginning, he would not refrain out of honor to Hashem. Let's say this guy was not deterred by making a neder out of the honor to Hashem, but still lo yoiz panav bekach lifnei chacham. He's not going to have the chutzpah later to tell a chacham, you know, I would have made the neder even though it's a disgrace to Hashem. He's going to be embarrassed, so he'll lie and say, if I would have known it's a disgrace to Hashem, I never would have made the neder. But he doesn't really mean it. So he's going to unrightfully be matzah the neder. V'yishakar v'yomer ilo yisi yadeh lo yisi noider. Nimsa she'in nedar mutar nyafe. It will come out, nedar are not becoming mutter properly. Mishum hachi moide Reb Lezer Rabbanon. Because of this, Reb Lezer is moide to the Rabbanon. She'in poisun loy b'chvayt hamakam. That we're not poisech b'chvayt hamakam. But to the honor of father and mother, so, in other words, that even Rabbi Elezer would agree. Umiyu b'chvayt aviv v'imoy, pligi Rabbanon. Pligi. By the honor of father and mother, they argued. The Rabbanon asri, the Rabbanon aser. This realu loishna b'chvayt amakim loishna b'chad aviv v'imoy. A person won't have the chutzpah to say, yeah, I would still make the neder even though it's a disgrace to my parents. He'll also lie and say, I would never do so. hukachim poison. But Rav Lezer holds, b'chved amokim hu dein adam meyas. Person's not going to have the ha'aza to say that. Rav Lezer, a person wouldn't have the ha'aza to say that, yeah, I would do it even though it's a disgrace to Hashem. But to disgrace his father and mother, a person will have the disgrace. And he would say truthfully, you know, I would make the neder even though it's a disgrace to my father and mother. Therefore, if he says, I wouldn't have done it, we believe him. In other words, by Hashem, we're very suspicious that a guy will not have the audacity to say that I would do it even though it's a disgrace to Hashem. He won't tell us the truth because it's too chutzpahdik to say I would do it even though it's a disgrace to Hashem. By father and mother, the Rabbanan say, no, we can't trust him. He would not have the audacity. And the Rebbe Lezer says he would have the audacity. Okay, so that's Samach Daud Amin Aleph. And then Samach Daud Amin Beis we'll do Tuesday. I just have a simcha tomorrow night, so. Okay, Hatzlacha, have a good night. Baruch Hatzlacha, Kol Tov. Good night, Kol Tov, bye.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.